SBS Radio.
Hi, Nona. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nikki.
Good morning. I just want to ask a little bit about your background. Kasi you own a family daycare center, right?
Yes.
So how did you get into childcare?
So I've been in Australia for nearly 9 years, and way back in the Philippines, I am a qualified teacher. So nung pagdating ko dito, I have the passion to teach children, though I need to go and do a bridging course. Pero mahirap kasi yung permanent, di ba ako permanent resident noon. So, okay, I waited for maybe a year or two. I was looking for courses na pwede kong take up to continue what I want to do. Kinek ko yung sa local TAFE. Na-realize ko na pwede pala akong maging educator for early childhood. So, doon nag-take up ako ng course certificate. When I completed the course, I applied in a center. I worked there for 4 years. I ran the toddler room, and then I've decided to have my own family daycare. It's just because I want to have the balance of work and family. Kasi in family daycare, you are more flexible. You can, you know, mas kumbaga parte siya ng family mo. I involve my family. They are a part of my family daycare. Yung husband ko at saka yung anak ko. So, and isang benefit din yun is I am able to participate at saka attend some of my daughter's activities in school.
Kasama na rin siya, na alagaan mo na rin siya at the same time habang nagtatrabaho ka.
Yes, especially during before and after school and school holidays. So during school holidays, siya ang kasama ko dito. So she helped me, you know, set up play spaces for the children. She supports the children and, you know, being involved in the play and learning. So yun ang isang benefit while I'm doing this. That's one of the reason kung bakit ko ginagawa ito.
Maganda nga, no, natuturuan mo siya kung paano maging responsible. Tapos nun, nakakasama mo pa siya throughout the day.
Yes, as well as, you know, in extending, strengthening her leadership skill. Kasi being the big sister, as what she referred to herself. So, you know, they look up at her. The younger children learn from her as well as her learning from the other children.
So, can you tell me about yung napanalunan mong award or yung 'di ba na grant ka na one of the best regional family daycare centers?
Yes, I won the regional award in Obi Wodonga and Mori. So, two months ago, I think, or three months ago, Family Daycare Australia has sent an email or encouraged families and community to nominate their educator that they want to obviously win for this award. So there are 2,300 nominees, and out of the 2,300 nominees, we are down to 69. Which is that 69 regions in Australia, and I won the regional award here in Obi Wodonga and Mori.
Wow, galing, congratulations.
Thank you.
So, Miss Nona, how do you put up a family daycare? Ano yung mga requirements? What do you need to go through?
So, for example, obviously, we need, the first thing is, we must have the same qualifications, trainings, as well as other certificate. So let's childcare center, we must be a qualified educator. In saying that, we must have our certificate or higher qualifications. Second, yung venue, it needs to be obviously family daycare operate sa bahay namin. So yung physical learning environment dapat safe siya. Pupuntahan ka and i-check siya to make sure that everything is all safe. Yung bahay, like I have converted the garage into a daycare room. So hindi siya big deal or something. We just need obviously move things out of the garage. And the house is only three years old, so yung mga sliding doors, it needs to be filmed para safe siya for the children. Kailangan may mga trainings din kami that we need to go through. We need to have a first aid and mga anaphylaxis or asthma and other. At saka, tulad sa child care center, we are regulated by the same legislation and national quality framework. So we need to adhere to those things. We need to have a public liability insurance as well.
Madami palang requirements, ano?
Marami po.
Being a mom, what advantages does being a mom give you na nagpapatakbo ka ng sarili mong daycare, na nag-aalaga ka ng mga ibang bata?
I am a kind of mom na medyo stage mom, kumbaga. So, yung way ng pagpapalaki ko sa aking daughter, ganyan din yung love, yung care, yung
early
childhood education.
Yes,
you know kung ano yung
kailangan
ko sa mga children na nasa care ko. So, having the experience and qualifications as a teacher, so it is very essential, very important na kailangan yung education at saka yung care sa early childhood nila, sa first 5 years nila, ay dapat we extend the skills, yung mga abilities nila, yung mga needs nila, para they become more capable and independent when it comes, when they go to big school.
Yeah, that's true. So, Miss Nona, what would your advice be for, let's say, mga mothers na gustong gawin din to, yung same thing na ginawa mo na mag-put up ng sariling family daycare?
Pag nag-put up ka na ng family daycare education, just have fun and make memories with the children.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.